Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, there's a story goes, is that he made it his prerogative to be attending every single one of his Talmidim's Simchas. And he would make it every effort to be there. Any Simcha, didn't matter. As he got older, the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, and they said, why do you go to all the smachot? Why as he got older, and it was hard for him to get out of the house, and he looked like he was struggling every time he went, but he still would go. They would say, why do you go? Some of these Talmidim, they don't even see you more than a week. They come for the Parsha Shir. They barely come anyways. They come once a week to see you. Why are you going? And he said to them, I go because without them, I am nothing. If they don't come, I don't have a shir. So people think maybe the teacher makes the class, but it's the students. So it's an interesting perspective to get a sense. So thank you guys for showing up, because otherwise I would have nothing to do. So the topic was for Elul and getting into the mode for the Yomim Noraim coming up. So Rav Avram Shor, if you know who he is, he's a Hasidic Rebbe in no specific sect of Hasidus in Brooklyn. And he wrote a bunch of Svarim on different topics called the Halekach VeHalibub is the series. He wrote on the Parsha, Birchas HaMazon, Chodesh Adar, everything. One of the books he wrote on was Yomim Noraim. And in that Sefer, the first piece is about Slichos. He has a couple more, but the first piece I want to share with you tonight. Majority of the Torah here is based on his Sefer. The Shulchan Aruch writes an interesting halacha that starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, we get up, Bashmuros, and we say Slichos until Yom Kippur. The Ramah adds an interesting idea that that's the Sfardim. Ashkenazim, we only start from Yom Aleph, Shalofnei Rosh Hashanah, we start from the Sunday before. This year we say the least possible Slichos, I think because it's Wednesday, so we say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Tuesday, and then Wednesday is normal. So that's on a regular year. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Beis or Gimel, we don't usually just say one day of Slichos. If you're paying attention, we push it back a week. It's happened a few times. They push it back a whole week to the previous Yom Aleph. So that's the end of Ramah. So Ramisha Brewer says, why do we do this? Why don't we just say one day of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah? What's so bad? The answer is, the reason why we don't say one day is because you need a minimum of 4 days. Why? Just like a carbon before it's brought on the Mizbeach needs 4 days to be checked for any blemishes or an illness, something that will apostle from the Mizbeach. A person needs 4 days minimum to check himself, especially during this time, for things that he's done wrong and he could do better, for things that he's done right that he could do better. But to do an internal checking of oneself, as it says in the Torah reading by Rosh Hashanah, Vasisim Ola. Interesting that it's an Ola offering and not any other offering on Rosh Hashanah, because an Ola, as we know, is burnt completely on the Mizbeach. There's none left over. And there's no Chelik Bailim like a Shlomim, for example, that the person who brings the carbon can eat some of it. Because when a person is a carbon, it's supposed to be like a carbon during this time, he needs to be completely devoted to Hashem. There's no room for, I'm going to keep 612 mitzvah or something like that. There's no picking and choosing. When you're an Eved Hashem, you got to do it. It's all or nothing. So this time, Rosh Hashanah, is a special time to try and work on our avodas Hashem and look at ourselves for these, especially the 4 days coming up of Slichos. One thing I wanted to point out is that Slichos, the reason why I'm picking Slichos tonight is because Slichos, for me at least, I don't know about anyone here, I don't know about you, I don't know about, like, yeah, that guy. I don't know how Slichos means to you, but for me it's just a lot of words that most of them I don't understand. It's very long, maybe I wake up earlier for davening. When I hear Slichos, I feel annoyed a little bit. And I don't want to feel annoyed, but I do. So I want to choose that because maybe we can find some more deeper meaning than just words that we don't understand. And if you do understand, that's amazing. So we just said, somebody's supposed to look within himself during the days of Slichos to try to find things that he's done that he could do better. So what am I supposed to be looking for specifically? Is there anything specific? Is it everything? Because that seems a little difficult to look for everything I've ever done and try to change everything in 4 days. It doesn't make sense. So I hear you. It's a good kasha. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Adam ki Yaakov became karban la Hashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon. A person brings from himself a karban from his cattle, his herd, and his flock. So the obvious question the Gemara asks is, why you have to say all those? Why don't you just say from your animals? So, interestingly, It'll connect in a second, but this is going to sound very weird. The Gemara says that there's going to exclude three types of animals from being a karban. You can't bring a karban that's a nirbeh, a karban that was involved with bestiality. If you don't know what it is, ask the guy next to you. Hanevad, an idol, an animal that was worshipped as an idol. And a nogeach is an animal that's gored or has killed somebody. So these three animals are not allowed to be brought in the Mizbeach. You can't bring an animal that's done this in the past. Svarim HaKadoshim point out that these three animals are keneged, the three cardinal sins. The nirbe, animal that was involved in bestiality, giyarayas, illicit relationships. Hanevar, animal that was worshipped as an idol, avodah zarah. And a nogeach is an animal that's gored, it's shvichas damim, it's killing. So they point out, the Svarim, they say, this time in Elul, when you're supposed to be a karban Hashem, you can't be any of these three things. So you have to work on these three cardinal sins. See, what you're sitting here, you're saying, why are you telling me this? I never did any of those three cardinal sins. Baruch Hashem, we don't do these three cardinal sins. It's not, most people in the world don't do these three things. So why the Svarim pointing this out? This is like, and no one does these things, hopefully. So a person shouldn't think that, because these three things aren't the only, the specific category is not just what it manifests. It can manifest itself in many ways. For example, he points out, Rav Shor points out, there's three main character traits that stem from these three things. The three character traits are taiva, kina, and kavod. Kina is jealousy. That has to do with killing, shvichas damin. Taiva is gili arayis. And kavod has to do with avodah zarah. And I will explain it in a second. These three things are manifesting in everybody. You can't say, I don't have taiva, I don't have kina, I don't have... Everyone has it in some degree, whether it's a lot or a little. Everyone can relate to these three things, and these three traits are representative of the three cardinal sins. So let's go through each one to understand a little bit, and then we'll wrap it up. So try to be quick. Let's do the first one, kavod. So what's kavod? Kavod, we said, was related to... Which one? Testing you. Avodah Zarah. Right, correct. Kavod is Avodah Zarah because the Pasuk in Tehillim says... Lo ye becha kelzar. There shouldn't be a kelzar within you. What's kelzar? What's a kelzar? A strange god. What do you mean strange god? So what's the question? What's a kind of strange god? There's only one god. So the answer is, there's a yetzahara, which is sort of like a spiritual being within us. A person who worships his yetzahara, who basically follows yetzahara, does whatever he wants to do without any repercussions, that kind of person gives himself too much kavod. Because he's saying, I don't need Hashem. I could do what I want. The Yetzirah is telling me that. He just follows the Yetzirah. He does what he wants to do. He feels like, I'm responsible for all my actions. That person is giving himself too much kavod. He's worshipping himself, in other words. That person is like what the Gemara said about the animals. He's motzei ne'avad. That's the animal that has been worshipped before. That's like that person. He worships himself. That kind of person, there's no room for him to be close to Hashem. A person who has... too much kavod for himself. You need to be an anav. You try to be humble. In Judaism, we don't like to flaunt things in Judaism. So, that's keneged the hotzias haneva, the animal that's been worshipped. Taiva, we said, is gili arayis. Gili arayis is a specific action, but gili arayis can be any desire. For mundane things, or anything, we have desires. Like, for any degree, any gashmias, ruchnias, it doesn't matter. A person knows his desires, and sometimes they're used for the bad. He should look into himself and say, you know what? Maybe I should find the root of that and try to turn it into something good. The taiva in each of us is connected. Which animal? The animal that was the nirbeh. It was bestiality. So a person, there's no room for him. A person has taiva, there's no room for him on the Mizbeach. You can't be close to Hashem if you use your taiva as your desires, you have no self-control. There's no room for you to be close to Hashem. A person needs to work on his self-control. That was the second thing. And the third thing we said was kina, which was related to shvichas damim. Why? Person's jealous of somebody, starts to not talk slander about him, not nice things about him. Says lashon hara about him, and we know if somebody embarrasses somebody, talks lashon hara, it's like you killed the person. Person who has jealousy, there's no room for him to be near Hashem. He's like the nogeach, the animal that gores, that kills somebody. It's not allowed to be brought as a carbon, because a person who has kinna, who has any form of jealousy, there's no place for him to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says, the way to get rid of kinna is to have the midah of istapkus, which is the midah of being satisfied with what you have. To be happy with what you have is what will help you with kinah. So a person needs to work on, again, the three things. We have to work on our not taking too much kavod, whether we deserve it or not. B, we said it was taiva. Person should use, it's normal to have desires, but we should use our desires ultimately to be an Eved Hashem as best as we can. But it's normal to have desires, but person should know that he has to have self-control. And three, we said kinna, jealousy. A person should try to be happy with what he has. Don't look at other people, because these three people are not, these three character traits, there's no room for you to be close to Hashem. And the whole essence of this time is to be close to Hashem. So now, what about some practical advice? So how do we do it? How do we work on it? What should we do? What can we think about? What can we say? So if you go back to our original pasuk, Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon laHashem, when a person brings himself, the drasha is, when a person brings himself as a karbon, the literal translation is when you bring a karbon, a person, when Adam ki yakriv mikem, when he brings himself as a karbon, the gematria of karbon laHashem, listen to this, the gematria of karbon laHashem is kol tzom mamon. It works out, I did it before. Gematria of karbon laHashem is kol tzom mamon, which is the three ways we'll get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the three ways we say in our davening on the Yom Nerayim. Which are tshuva, tefila, and tzedakah. Kol, tefila, tzom, tshuva, mamon, is tzedakah. These three things will get you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he didn't mention this, but I was thinking about it. These three things are exactly keneged, the three character traits which we said are can be used in a very negative way that Hashem despises. Kol, Tfila is keneged kinna, because kinna, somebody who's saying lashon hara, he's using his mouth for negativity, for bad, for avera. So instead, you got to do tfila. You got to use your mouth for the positive. You got to use your mouth to say good things, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, holy things. Tzom, we said fasting is keneged taiva. Taiva, somebody who goes after all his desires, he has no self control. A person has to know today I'm not going to eat. It's a tzom. I'm going to prevent my taivas. I'm going to refrain from eating. That's connected to taiva, to stop the taiva. And mamon, tzedakah, that's connected to kavod, which we know tzedakah, a person might think, oh look, I did all the work in my business, I make all the money, it's all because of me, I'm so smart. But really Hashem allows you to make that money. It's not because of you. So we give tzedakah to show Hashem, I know that you gave me the money, and it's not my money, it's your money. You're letting me have a lot because you know I could give a lot of tzedakah. So a person has to understand that mamon is going to help him with becoming an onuf. Tzedakah. So those are the three ways you can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lastly, to end off, Hanirbe, Hanevad, Hanogeach, the three animals, is the gematria also of tefillah, which is one of the three things we just said. But tefillah is extra important during this time, which wraps us up to the beginning, that's why we have slichos nowadays, for these 4 days, we have extra tefillos. Whether we understand it or not, there's going to be a lot of tefillos that we're going to say over the next couple of weeks. We didn't start yet, but soon. The Sfardim have already been saying it for a while. But we have to say extra tefillos. Whether we understand or not, there's a special Indian to daven Hashem, and it doesn't even have to be during slichos, mincha shachris, mincha maariv. Tefillah is just outpouring to Hashem whenever you can. There's no set time for tefillah. There's manim for the three times you have daven, but you can talk to Hashem whenever you want. Hashem, the song, Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is truly everywhere. People make fun of the baby song, but it's true. It's very true. Hashem is everywhere. So a person has to work really hard to extra careful with those three things, and the way to do that, we said, was kol tzom mamon, especially with tefillah. You have to be praying. Tzedek HaKohen says, you always have to be praying for everything. If you're not praying, you're missing something in Judaism. You have to be talking to Hashem. So hopefully, with these practical advice, with these practical examples that Rav Amshar gave us, we can use that to improve not only our understanding of slichos, but our relationships to Hashem. And we can use that to grow and have a more successful year and a more meaningful year. Thank you guys for coming. Shana Tova. Enjoy your night. Thank you.